Around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Always love to hear that music to start our week. At just past 10 a.m. Eastern Time, it is Saturday, March 23rd. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. From coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. But we are all fired up. We're doing a little maintenance here in the studio pre-show. Have a little fun with that. And we are ready to talk everything and anything in the world of travel with all of you as the fastest 2 hours in travel is on once again. Well, you wouldn't know it from the weather that we're having here in the New York City area, but happy spring, everyone. Frankly, I always enjoy the feeling of spring energy this time of year. I don't know about you, Mary, so good morning to you.
Oh, well, good morning, and good morning to everyone listening. I do enjoy the spring energy. However, it's not happening this weekend, at least not where we are here in the Northeast.
Yeah. Tomorrow. Well, it's okay.
Hopefully tomorrow. Okay. The sun will come out tomorrow.
All right. Well, we got RJ is finishing up what he'll be discussing for the open road coming up this hour. Rudy, Minneapolis, St. Paul. How are things up there in the Twin Cities?
Just fine. We got a little snow the other day. We hardly had any winter and got a couple inches, but more is supposed to come this weekend.
So
but today it's sunny and bright and just, you know, a toasty 19 degrees, which for this city is...
Now think about that. That was
Saturday
Mother
morning,
Nature's sense of humor because spring started, so you get a little snow. Makes sense, right?
Right, exactly.
The upside-down world we live in, there it is. So, Bobby, any news or happenings down there in Dallas at the Network Command Center we should know about?
Yeah, we're fighting off brutal 40-degree temperatures here in Dallas. This is way too cold for us. We're about ready to shut schools down. It's so
cold. You
know,
our affiliates, I'll tell you right now, that are in Honolulu and Maui, they're like, all right, could you just, or Key West, or...
Right, get on with the show. What's this weather?
Come with like, Phoenix right now, they're like, could you people please stop talking about it? Or if you're so you don't like
just
it,
move
just
here.
Move here. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Those weather one percenters.
Yeah, we start with a weather report almost every week.
Well, that's because Bob Busey and our team, I think that
he loves the weather.
Exactly.
Yeah, he follows
it. Affects our mood.
It does. Absolutely. All right. Well, I'm going to move us along to the latest travel polls. They are up on the homepage of our show website at rmworldtravel.com. First question we're asking you is, do you have any plans to travel and experience the 2024 total solar eclipse on April 8th? Second question, are you more likely to travel in 2024 for a sporting event or a concert?
Well, I'll tell you this. I thought this was pretty funny. You know, our older son, Nicholas, he plans to travel for the 2024 total solar eclipse. But the thing was, when he told me where he was going, I was like, did you get a hotel? No, I'll look into it. I said, no, you won't be getting a hotel. So you'll be driving about 200 miles, maybe to the
nearest hotel. Then he will be driving back.
Exactly right.
So, same day.
Anyway, he'll be doing that. But all right, well, we've got over 5.5 minutes. We're going to get to this because our team every week, they're like, you know, I'd like to hear more of the Travel News Roundtable. So we're going to give it to them. So Valerie, Deb, there you go. Here it comes. I'm going to start us off. You know, we've been talking about this the longest time right now. This goes with JetBlue and Spirit, the issues. You know, and frankly, we feel the kind of unlikely long-term future to stay as an independent airline following the Biden administration squashing their desire to acquire Spirit. Well, now we're beginning to see the airline scramble to survive as reality sets in. They continue to lose major money. I think, actually, Mary, I saw since 2019 they've lost like $2 billion, okay? I mean, just think about that for an airline. And anyway, this week JetBlue announced that they will end service at a number of airports and reduce flights out of Los Angeles in a move to get smaller, okay? Beginning June 13th, JetBlue will stop service to Kansas City, Colombia, that's Colombia the country, not the city, Ecuador and Peru. They'll also they're also going to stop service from Los Angeles to Seattle, San Francisco, Las Vegas, and Miami. They'll end flights between Fort Lauderdale and Atlanta, Austin, Nashville, New Orleans, and Salt Lake City, as well as between New York and Detroit. So growth through contraction is not a recipe for success, and frankly, we're concerned about their long-term viability. Any thoughts on that?
Well, Spirit Airlines chief commercial officer, he was speaking at a conference this week in South America, and he basically says consolidation is inevitable. He believes it will happen. He said it's part of the American history of the airline industry, and he says, and I quote, it's hard for me as an airline executive to say that consolidation has been bad. In fact, what we were attempting to do by merging with JetBlue was to create another competitor, a larger competitor, or a large competitor that could compete with the airlines that have been permitted to consolidate.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
So,
well, you know, Rudy, and I would say this, maybe what JetBlue should focus on, you know, again, contraction's not it, but they ranked 9th out of the nation's 10 largest airlines in both canceled flights and on-time arrivals right. last year. That might be
they could
too.
Maybe use fewer flights. And, you know, they were doing pretty well in L.A. out of Long Beach, and then they decided to move to LAX, to the big airport. And that's much more expensive and much more crowded, and they just didn't do well there. And I can understand why they're pulling out. They ought to just stick with Long Beach and their strong markets. Yeah, and going into South America, I don't know. I don't know what their load factors were, so, but apparently not wasn't making money or they wouldn't have stopped it. So
right. I agree.
Maybe they're just getting slimmer and smarter.
Yeah, you know? And maybe they need to do that because the service has changed dramatically in that airline.
But have we ever seen a company get smaller to become more successful? Can we think of it off the top? I'm sure it's happened.
Well, maybe they need to get smaller under the current circumstances because they really have no choice, quite honestly. And then
let's think about the hotel sector of travel, right?
Yeah.
They keep launching brands left and right and getting bigger, and they're trying to merge this.
Different industry.
Okay, so there's the JetBlue news. Anything
all right,
else you want
well,
to get to?
Yeah, United Airlines will begin allowing Mileage Plus members to pool frequent flyer points in shared accounts. Up to 5 people will be able to share and redeem frequent flyer points in a linked account. This is the first for the big legacy carriers, JetBlue. I believe Frontier does it as well. The feature went up this week, and then it was pulled down because they were having technical issues. I looked this morning. I couldn't find it, but it should be up any day now. So if you're looking for it, just keep looking. Status accruals, however, must still be achieved individually.
Well, I like that. Okay, that's a good step
forward. That's positive,
you know, yeah. How often, if you have members of your family and so forth, and you have mileage, you want to be able to share that. I applaud that. Yeah. Now, there's something positive in travel.
Absolutely.
Rudy. What do you think on that?
Yes. Well, I did notice that they took it down, too. I don't know if they're bringing it back up. This has happened before.
They're trying. Yeah.
Yeah. In other airline, I mean, we got a lot of airline news today. This is really exciting for me that, Boom, a company called Boom Supersonic has been working for years on a supersonic plane, and they had their first test flight that was very successful in the Mojave Air and Spaceport this past week. And they are ready to build their supersonic jets for probably American and United to start. Service is expected to start in 2029. They'll fly. It'll be a two-hour flight between L.A. and Honolulu. They'll be able to fly supersonic over the water, but not over land. And then, of course, they'll use it taking long flights from the West Coast to Asia and from the very popular London to New York market.
So this is very exciting. They hope to start in 2029.
Yeah, they hope to start in 2029. It's a gorgeous plane, and it's flying, and it's got 4 engines and a streamlined fuselage. It's really exciting. So it'll fly about 1.7.
Yeah.
So we're going to, we're going to call this the travel airline news roundtable.
This was definitely airline news.
You could tell. And you know what's so funny, folks? Mary, Rudy, and I, you know, we all come at this from different angles when we're gathering news before the show. And so, we never have any idea what we're gathering. We try to do that to make it, you know, the spontaneity in the show. But here we are. You can tell where our mindset is and things we've been talking about.
It's in the aviation world today.
All right. Well, you know what that music says? We have to pay some bills around here for your favorite travel radio show to keep growing. After this quick sponsors break, Mary and I are going to delve into the hospitality sector of travel. All right, we'll switch it up. Steve Kirk's going to be here. Or Steve Turk, I should say. I apologize about that, Steve. I know you're holding there. 90% of the show is still to come. We're back in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Debt. It can keep you tossing and turning at night. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap. Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances. They find every solution possible to end your debt. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions at this internet address, zapmydebt.com, and talk to them for free. Again, that's zapmydebt.com, or find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Ditch those meal planning woes and make restaurant quality meals at home with the help of HelloFresh at HelloFresh.com/carry. At 25% cheaper than takeout, HelloFresh makes it quick and easy to get dinner on the table. And for a limited time, you can satisfy your sweet tooth and your wallet with free dessert. Join today and you're going to get free dessert for life at HelloFresh.com/carry. That's one free dessert item per box with an active subscription. Once again, that's HelloFresh.com/carry, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
If you owe back taxes, fair warning, the IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. You need Tax Network USA. They have solid war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly, like a preferred direct line to the IRS. Plus, Tax Network USA has learned of a special limited-time offer, an IRS offer. Schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited-time IRS penalty canceling offer. Call 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/carry today. tnusa.com/carry. You'll find that number and website at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors, too.
What if you discovered your hard-earned home isn't yours anymore? Have you ever checked your home title? Do you even know if it's still in your name? Home title theft is real, folks, as scammers and identity thieves can easily find your info online, simply forge your signature on a home sale form, and refile as the new owner. At that point, criminals can take out loans, drain your equity, and disappear, leaving you a mess. Home insurance won't cover you, but HomeTitleLock.com will. Find out for free if your home is still in your name and get 30 days of protection with code CARRY at HomeTitleLock.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, thanks for sticking with us, everyone, through that quick three-minute sponsors break as we now move into the interview portion of the program. In today's B-Block, well, we're going to be talking hospitality with Steve Turk, but first, we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
And whether your next adventure is a long or maybe it's a short getaway, international or domestic, we recommend that you do it with TravelGuard.com/carry because unforeseen world happenings, wild weather, and more could compromise your plans.
It absolutely could. You know, packing a Travel Guard insurance plan, it's a smart thing to do. It covers so many things that could impact your travels. What am I talking about? Well, medical expenses and evacuations, work-related cancellations, roadside assistance. It could be passport or ticket replacements. It could be translation services you need, prescription replacement, trip cancellations, interruptions and delays, lost or delayed baggage. You're going to have someone available to you 24/7 and a lot more. It just makes a lot of sense. Go to TravelGuard.com/carry. Find the coverage you should have. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Now, as we get ready to say hello to Steve Turk, who's holding on that show hotline, I want to share that he's the founder of Turk Hospitality Ventures, and that's a firm specializing in hospitality solutions for hotels and resorts, vacation rentals, restaurants, and related operations. Here's Steve now.
Good morning, Steve. Nice to have you aboard with Mary and me today.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, really appreciate you being here with us. You know, because of our national reach and focus on this show, we engage so many of the various sectors of travel. Certainly the macro sectors naturally grab a lot of our attention. I personally am very passionate about the aviation and airline sector of travel, but the hospitality sector, frankly, may be the one that we enjoy the most because of its diversity. And what I mean by that, to kind of set this up, it's because of the connections you can make in hospitality, the personalities involved, the lasting relationships. You know, every resort and hotel is different. Who owns it is different. The location influences the property, you know, as does the workforce, I guess, and, you know, the available workforce. So the type of traveler it attracts, I could go on and on. Anyway, what is it that you're passionate about when it comes to the hospitality sector of travel? Clearly, that's where you've built your career.
Yeah, it's a great question. And what I love most about hospitality is, yes, you touched on some of those things, working with great teams and people from around the world, but working with those people to create really unique experiences for the people that are traveling. And I always imagined, you know, if you were coming down to my hotel and I could make your day or take that picture that you remember and have on your mantle forever, that's what my goal was every time somebody came to one of our hotels or resorts that I worked at. Mm. I just imagined they had such a good time that I could make an impact on their life in a small way, and they would remember it forever. What I enjoy the most.
Nice way to describe that. Steve, to further the conversation here with Connections and Hospitality, because we're regularly on the move with this program, we do these big Let's Go America Tour events and live broadcasts. Robert and I have stayed in so many hotels over the years, I've lost count. I think if someone said you've stayed in probably 1,500 to 2,000 over all the years.
It's probably close.
Nice.
Wow.
It's probably close. Yeah. Steve, you're probably not that far. You're probably ahead of us. But, you know, each year we also do a check-in where we just check in with properties that we visited, and we kind of, you know, like to maintain the relationships, get an update on their current operations. It's actually the only sector of travel we do that with. How do you nurture all of your hotel relationships that you've made over the years?
Well, I think the power of social media now is a big help, because I used to go one by one to each of these places to check on all of my former hotels and colleagues that I work with. But now, by sharing some stories and sharing things that I'm doing online, they're able to see what I've got going on, and they're checking in with me to say, hey, I saw what you did at that hotel. Can you help me with this at my hotel? So really leveraging the power of social media, getting the attention of people that are working in the industry to see all the unique things that others are doing is what I like doing. It's a little bit of a different way to do it.
All right. So our listeners, they've heard that we are all pro hospitality and we enjoy the relationships and hotels and all of that. But I want to go in a different direction with you. I want to get your thoughts on the ever-growing number of hotel brands that are out there in the marketplace. So, you know, I get that we live in a world where we've got, if you go into the grocery store, you've got 900 options now in the cereal aisle. We don't need 900 different options, but they're there. You know, our position is we don't need all of these hotel brands that have just continued to grow in recent years. Most people listening right now, they have no idea what a Dazzler or a Glow or a Garner or an Element or a Signia are. And I don't think that the hotel operators are necessarily being fully honest or transparent about why there are so many brands. My point, hotels and resorts brands, they make their money from management fees. You can't have three Waldorf Astorias in a given city, but under the Hilton brands, you could have a Waldorf, a Conrad, a Curio, a Canopy, an LXR, and a Signia in the same city. That's really what's driving the brands. Would you agree?
I agree. And, you know, I have a podcast called The Hospitality Mentor, where we interview some of these CEOs, and that's what they're doing. They are creating these smaller brands so that they can continue to grow their portfolio, because they can't have that same hotel copy and paste like a Starbucks on every corner. And they have management deals that don't allow that for the owners of those franchises. So this allows them to grow by creating new brands that are out there. The other part that they say that they're doing is that they're creating different tiers in their brand so that someone might start at a lower end brand and grow up to that Waldorf Astoria as they grow in their earning power during their career. So they have different ways of doing it, but I think you kind of nailed it. It's the way they can grow most efficiently.
But, you know, to follow that up with you, so they have these different tiers, and we see that. We clearly know that. But it's tough to really begin to understand what's the experience that I'm going to have there when I don't have any idea what the brand means to me.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. I saw a comparison here. It said, all right, if you were to take any of these hotels, I walked into them, I didn't know where I was or what hotel brand owned it. Zero idea. And I think that hotels, like I like that Hilton bought the Graduate Hotels just recently.
Correct.
Because Graduate Hotels, I think they do a great job of being uniquely local. They know what their brand is. They're in these college towns. They're making you feel like you're in the place you're supposed to be and you get it. Versus these others that are just come up in a boardroom and like, all right, we'll change some colors, change the logo, slap it on there, go for it.
Yeah, but does Hilton now homogenize the brand somehow and just factor it all into their Honors Loyalty program? I mean, the Graduate hotels are distinct, but concern of mine would be that we're going to, you know, homogenize and corporatize the properties.
Yeah, it's a little bit nerve-wracking. You see how when Marriott bought Starwood, you know, the W hotels
good point.
May not be the coolest anymore.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's what starts to happen. And it allows room for the up-and-comers to create something unique, but then they sell. So Graduate sold for $210 million, and they were in business for 10 years. So I think that's a pretty good return.
Yeah, that's a good return.
It's good for Graduate, for sure. So you mentioned earlier about, you know, people starting small and growing and maybe staying at the more elite hotels within the brand. Robert and I are really big on loyalty programs. We like to have our money work for us, as a lot of people do when they travel. And I think having elite loyalty status like we do with various hotel operators can make a huge difference in your stay in terms of upgrades, amenities. It really can just add a little bit extra to the stay. What are your thoughts on the importance of being a part of hotel loyalty programs?
As a traveler, I think you definitely should take advantage of it. Like you said, you're making your money work and you're getting your points and you're getting the upgrades and you can get that free breakfast and there is a big cost savings to it. And hotels, man, when Marriott, I think they're at 250 million people inside their loyalty program. That's so much information that you have on people to be able to create experiences and create plans and packages to get people to travel. So on both sides, I get it. And for the smaller hotels that don't have it yet, I would encourage them. There's a lot of new tools out there that you can use to create your own loyalty programs just so you have people feeling like if they're staying with you all the time, they're getting something when they're doing.
So when you think about the hotel and resort prices post-pandemic these past 4 years, you know, the prices are high. They've continued to be high. It's not uncommon. If you go to a certain resort, you can consistently see rates in excess, $750, you know, maybe $1,000 a night or so. So as with any sector of travel, if you're not providing value for your product, mid and long term, you know, you're not going to make people happy. So where do you see some of the values right now out there in the hospitality sector?
Look, I think that in those five-star hotels, there's definitely value. And I always tell my friends, because they come to me all the time, where should I stay? I tell them, go right to Google, type in the filter five-star hotel for whatever city you're going to, then sort it by lowest price. There's usually a lot of good deals out there if you start looking that way for whatever city you're traveling to. and make sure you sign up for those membership points once you find that hotel, because most of them are within the big hotel groups. So the big value of staying in those places is they're going to work their butts off to make sure you're happy, because they know that you're spending that much money at those places, and they're going to try to make your experience unique and enjoyable when you do make that booking.
Which is what people are looking for these days, too, a lot of experiential. They want to, your experience needs to stand out more these days, don't you think, from a hotel standpoint?
Absolutely. And now they're getting more and more efficient using AI type of tools to be able to say, all right, we've got Steve Turk coming. He stayed here the last three times. He requested this the last three times. Let's make sure that's in his room. He ate at this restaurant. This is what he ate. Let's make sure that we offer that as a server, because now the server sees that. So there's all these unique tools that are.
Well, hey, listen, we're going to be over in Scotland, and the Waldorf there just reached out to me this week to make sure, to your point on that. So they do have all the information. Well, we did not get to the 50 hotels in 50 days. I am curious, where are you in the process on that? Because we only have about 3 seconds on this.
I'm doing 50 hotels in 50 days to find something unique over at thehospitalitymentor.com.
Okay.
And we are at hotel number 10 today.
All right, hotel number 10. All right. I'm going to give you your website, turkhv.com. Folks, if you enjoy the hospitality industry like we do, go check it out, and you can connect with Steve yourself. Steve, really nice to connect with you today. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Bye.
All right, there goes Steve Turk, folks. As we pause for a few important sponsor messages this bottom of the hour break, Rudy will call you when you land up next. RJ is ready. He's coming right behind him with today's Open Road as he talks race weekends that you can go experience. Mary and I will be sharing some Disney secrets in the E block. The NCF is in the F. Travel the world from your own kitchen with Chef Spike Mendelson is coming in the G. My point, 8 more segments to go. Keep those radios locked in.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
According to FBI crime data, most home break-ins happen in broad daylight. As the days get longer this spring, protect your home with SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry. It's the award-winning home security we recommend. SimpliSafe's advanced technology protects every room, window, and door of your home. And right now, you'll get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplisafe.com/carry. That's simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Hilton Grand Vacations provides a premier travel experience that will surpass your expectations. With more than 150 resorts, they provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities. You can also convert membership points into Hilton Honor points for stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide, or for air travel, car rentals, and more. Wherever travel takes you, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations, because your stay will feel more like a home than a hotel room. Find more info at HiltonGrandVacations.com or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at RMWorldTravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by HomeTitleLock.com. Let us help you get something done today for free. Maybe you missed this story in the news. It involved a Florida woman who discovered that scammers forged her signature, created a fake deed to her home, and took her property. Now, can you say with 100% certainty that your name is still on your home title? If you say yes, you might be kidding yourself, as scammers have gotten very sophisticated, and we don't want you to be a victim. So let me ask you this. When's the last time you checked your home's title? You can do it today for free as a listener of our show, and it's worth checking, because you'll never know that a thief has taken you off your title until it's too late. That's because titles to all homes are easily found online. Criminals, renters, even a family member can simply forge your signature on a home sale form, then refile it as a new owner. And when that happens, your home is not in your name, and your home is not your home anymore. Thieves can take out loans on your home, drain your equity, and disappear, leaving you in debt, stuck trying to prove you didn't commit loan fraud. Or they can sell your home to unsuspecting buyers who are ready to move in. Your homeowner's insurance or common identity theft programs don't protect you from this type of crime. Has a criminal taken over your home title? Well, you can find out for free with code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y, at HomeTitleLock.com. Plus, you get 30 days of protection. You'll also find a direct link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. All right. 2 weeks ago, before getting married, this was more than 10 years ago, our next guest was traveling in Argentina on a writing assignment when it, I always pronounce this word, Iguazu Falls, when she was at Iguazu Falls looking at this incredible
display of water and high rocks. It hit her, and she shouted to the waterfalls, "I'm not in love." So begins the book we're featuring in this week's Right Stuff segment. It's called Call When You Land, and it's a travel book that's also a love story. Couple of love stories, in fact, by author Nikki Vargas. And Nikki, welcome to the show. Your book encompasses about 11 or 12 years of your life. I know you're now in your mid-30s, and you're now a digital senior editor with the website Photers, which is also the longtime publisher of Photers Travel Guidebooks. But your struggle in these pages and in your recounting encompasses the rise of travel influencers with their pretty pictures of pretty places, having pretty times on social media sites such as Instagram. You were both a willing and unwilling participant in that process, I gather. Why?
Well, thanks for having me on to discuss Call You When I Land. To answer your question, when I graduated journalism school, it was impossible to get a job. And so it was very much a, if you can't beat them, join them mentality, because bloggers were on the rise. And so I started travel blogging, and blogging quickly gave way to travel influencing and a much more image focused endeavor. And that never really fit for me, but I was trying to play the game. I was trying to make a name for myself within travel media. Although I describe it in the book as feeling like an itchy sweater, it just wasn't the right fit. But ultimately, it did allow me to parlay that experience into an on-staff editor role and begin my journey in travel media.
Okay, and to be honest, some travel influencers do make a lot of money promoting different places or products and so on, but it's very tough to break through those numbers and do that. Trust me, I've got, you know, I don't know what, not many, a few thousand followers on Instagram. Nobody's paid me any money for anything. So you sort of struggle with, you had a yen for travel since childhood. You kept a diary since childhood, and you tell your story really through your travels and your romances, and you finally found somebody who you married, named Jeff. And mm-hmm. I find it a very interesting way to write a rather autobiographical book. Was this difficult for you to do?
Yeah, I mean, of course, it goes against that sort of inherent journalistic nature, which is to report on stories outside yourself. But ultimately, You When I Land is a coming-of-age story, and exactly to your point, it's extremely rooted in travel. And so you're sort of having these three lanes of development. You're having this evolution of career framed by travel and all these trips that sort of move the story along. You're having this evolution of love and romance and sort of finding yourself within that aspect. And then, of course, it's that evolution of coming-of-age and this the story of navigating your 20s as a woman and what that looks like and the mistakes we make and ultimately allowing ourselves space to grow. And I wanted to encapsulate all of that within Call You When I Land now, while the memories are fresh, because I think that there's so much growth that happens in your 20s. It's such a transformative decade in our lives, and I really wanted to honor that.
I have a friend who's, I call her my faux wife. She's married to a friend of mine, lives in Chicago. I live in the Twin Cities, but I have to call her every time I land anywhere. And if not, she wakes up at 3 in the morning going, "Have you landed in Hong Kong?" I go, "Yes, I'm sorry, I forgot I landed. It's a 20-hour flight. I'm sorry, I didn't get right on that." All right, I'm going to ask you what everyone asks me as a travel journalist. We only got a minute left. Real fast, favorite place and where you haven't gone that you want to go.
Okay. Favorite place is Cartagena. I'm biased. I'm originally from Bogota, Colombia, but it is my favorite place on earth to visit. Okay. I love it. Okay. Where I want to go right now, I really have my eyes set on Australia. I've only had a layover in Sydney. I want to do a road trip through Australia.
Okay. Don't miss New Zealand while you're over there is my tip to you.
That's a tip I will definitely take.
Nikki Vargas is the author of a new book called Call When You Land, and it's very anecdotal and very personal. I think you'll enjoy it, particularly if you're, in your 20s, 30s, or 40s and don't think you're traveling enough. Find out how she did it. Nikki, thanks for writing it, and thanks for being open and honest about your life. It's a fascinating read, and I'm sure someday if you do have children, they'll really get a kick out of it.
Thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome. The book is called, you can find more information by going to Nikki, that's N-I-K-K-I Vargas, V-A-R-G-S, NikkiVargas.com. We'll be right back after this break.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Do you enjoy camping, backpacking, hunting, boating, or living life in the outdoors? Maybe you live in an area prone to tornadoes, hurricanes, or flooding. The way things can happen in our world these days, being ready is more important than ever. Self-reliance, it's critical to survival. That's why we want you to check out My Patriot Supply at preparewithcarry.com. Get a four-week food kit for $60 off and be prepared for whatever comes your way or whenever you're taking on Mother Nature. Save $60 on your four-week food kit at preparewithcarry.com and get free shipping or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half a Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
This new year, why not make living more comfortable a resolution? And a terrific way to do just that is with so many different products from MyPillow.com/carry. As a show fan, you'll save big, folks, anywhere from 30 to 80% off products to make your life more pleasant. I'm talking my slippers, Giza bed sheets, hotel quality luxury bath towels and washcloths, my pillows, mattress toppers, blankets. There's even sleepwear, loungewear, and socks. Oh, and don't forget the delicious 100% Arabica organic coffee to start your day. MyPillow.com/carry or RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, everyone. So nice to be back with all of you tuned in across the USA today. It's once again time for the open road. I'm RJ Carey. So sorry I missed you all on the open about 40 minutes ago. But here we go with the automotive-themed segment of the show. Now, spring is here. We all feel that itch to get out there and travel. And before we get rolling with some experiences out there for you to consider, this portion of America's number one travel radio show is sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations. Now, here's another way to travel and enjoy yourself in locations as unique as you are, because as part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences with nearly 170 resorts in places like New York City, Las Vegas, Mexico, Italy, the UK, Japan, and more, including popular spring and summer destinations like Orlando, Myrtle Beach, Hawaii, Virginia Beach, and elsewhere. They provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-like amenities. So wherever travel takes you, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations, as they have so many perks waiting for you. For more info, go to HiltonGrandVacations.com, or you can find a direct link at rmoldtravel.com under sponsors. Now, it's no secret that we're sports fans here on the show, and most of us can agree that there's no replacement for getting out there and watching a game or event with your own eyes. I think that is especially true, however, for motorsports, as there's nothing like experiencing the sights, smells, and sounds of a race in person. However, the simple fact of the matter is the high ticket prices, costly travel fees, and long lines can make the country's most prestigious races, think Indy 500, Daytona 24 Hours, a real headache to plan. And when you get there, there's really not much else to do other than watch the cars go around the track. So today, I've gathered up my picks of some of the most fun and enticing race weekends for you to consider for the rest of 2024. Yes, race weekend, and that sometimes includes Thursdays and Fridays. There can be all sorts of events happening leading up to the race, which generally goes down on Sunday. So first up, and coming soon, is the 2024 Miami Grand Prix, running from May 3rd to 5th. Now, Formula One tickets are notoriously expensive, that's always been true, but the beauty of this race weekend is its location. The circuit is actually in Miami Gardens, Florida, and is a completely temporary setup surrounding Hard Rock Stadium. This puts you closer to Hollywood, Florida, than downtown Miami, but that makes finding a place to stay a lot easier, as you could reasonably stay in Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, or Miami, and not have to worry too much about a crazy travel time to the actual venue for the big race. This race has already become pretty notable on the F1 calendar, with the first run having just been in 2022. Now, if you can't find anything to do in the surrounding area leading up to the race weekend, there are actually three tiers of club and suite access available for the weekend, providing everything from general hospitality needs, but including gourmet food and drink, exclusive views of the track's long straightaways, and more. Now, just a few weeks after Miami, from May 31st until June 2nd, is the Detroit Grand Prix, which always ends up being a can't-miss celebration of the city's central automotive culture and history. It's a joint race between IMSA, which is endurance racing, and IndyCar, so this one is a highlight for motorsports enthusiasts. Now, it's another street race, but this one sees the action go down right in the heart of the city, taking up Bates Street, Jefferson Avenue, and many others. There's plenty of on-site hospitality here, too, with access to the Turn 3 Club, providing trackside seating plus additional food and drink. Not to mention, there is general admission to some of the rooftops and the buildings surrounding the circuit, which makes for some of the most unique racing views you can find in the country. And on Friday, May 31st, Comerica Bank sponsors a so-called Free Pre-Day, it's PRIX, which gives everyone a free gate admissions, and I would highly encourage taking advantage of that opportunity, as Fridays on race weekends are usually when the teams are either practicing or beginning qualifying, and it's when you get your best chance at seeing the race teams up close as they prepare for Sunday. Continuing on with IndyCar is the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix, which is an absolute must. It runs from September 13th to 15th, and this is not just a race, it's a three-day celebration that perfectly encapsulates Nashville, blending high-speed motorsports with top local musical acts and the best of Nashville's local cuisine. This year's list of performers is soon to come, but last year was headlined by Brian Kelly, think Florida Georgia Line, Vince Neil of Motley Crue, and Flo Rida. Not to mention, past editions of the race have also included all sorts of support races, from GT3 races racing to stadium super trucks. It's a wild weekend, and continues to make Nashville a destination worth visiting. And finally, if NASCAR is more your speed, the NASCAR Chicago Street Race returns this July 6th and 7th after its blowout success inaugural run last year. It runs through the middle of Grant Park, and this event continues the trend of combining nonstop racing with sort of a festival atmosphere. General admissions give you trackside views, but also a clear sight of the main concert stage. The track is built around a concert stage with big-time musical artists such as Keith Urban, the Black Keys, and Lauren Elena slated to perform for this year's edition. Attendees will also get access to Q&A sessions with NASCAR Cup Series drivers of this year's grid as well as previous grids, and all this takes place against the city skyline backdrop of Chicago. It's really something you can't miss. So there you have it, some of my picks for the must-visit race weekends of 2024. And for our West Coast listeners, since I didn't get to any today, I have some favorites, but I'd like to hear from you. If you have a particular race weekend that you have been to and think is a must, please let me know. And as well, if you've been to one of these that I just mentioned before and would like to share some tips and advice or otherwise just have an opinion, I would love to hear your thoughts. All you got to do is go to rmworldtravel.com/contact and send me an email. That is all for this week, but don't go anywhere. We're talking Disney with show friend AJ Wolf up next. I'm RJ Carey. This is RM World Travel. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, here we go with today's E-Block. As RJ just said before the break, show friend AJ Wolf is checking in to talk Disney. But first, we're sponsored by helixsleep.com/Carrie.
If we asked you to name five things you love about staying at a luxury hotel, a super comfy bed would likely be one of your answers. As a show fan, you can now enjoy that same level of quality sleep at home thanks to the team at helixsleep.com/Carrie. It's a premium mattress at an affordable price. Their lineup includes 14 unique mattresses, all tailored to your unique sleep preferences. To find the mattress that works best for you, simply take their sleep quiz and you'll find the perfect mattress match in under 2 minutes. Then your personalized mattress is shipped for free straight to your door.
Well, how easy is that, Mary? Think about that. Folks, we're enjoying ours. They also offer a 100-night risk-free trial. You have nothing to lose. Save 20% today as a show fan at helixsleep.com/Carrie, or you'll find a list of all of our sponsors at rmworldtravel.com. Click on sponsors.
All right. AJ Wolf has been visiting Disney parks all her life. She's joined us several times over the years on this show, and we've asked her back today to discuss some Disney secrets that you may find interesting for your next visit. Off to that show hotline we go.
AJ, welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be on America's number one travel radio show.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you so much. It's great to have you with us again. So, you know, when I worked with Disney years ago, one of my favorite experiences was navigating the underground tunnel network, actually seeing three Mickey Mouse characters or others without their heads on talking. That took a little getting used to, but I was always amazed at how quickly you could go from one area of the park to another. So the sidewalks at Disney are also special, specifically the color. So I want you to talk with everyone tuned in about, even at Disney, something as simple as sidewalks, they're special.
Yeah, well, there's actually several reasons why the sidewalks are the way they are. Now, the sidewalks, especially in Magic Kingdom, when you're on sort of Main Street USA and you see those sidewalks, they're going to be red. They're going to be like a red concrete. Mm-hmm. And that's for multiple reasons. First up, it's for safety. Disney wants to make sure that people aren't tripping or whatever. But they're also that color because it's going to pop against the blue of the sky in your pictures. Disney always wants to represent itself as the best version of wherever you are. So that red next to that, the green of the trees and the blue of the sky is going to make really beautiful pictures. But another reason why the color of the concrete is going to be different is it's going to show you which land you're in as well. So some of the different lands are going to have different colors on the sidewalk.
Disney thinks of everything. I love it. So the luxury suite in the Cinderella Castle, I've heard of it.
Yes.
I've heard that you have to be invited to stay and somehow you can't book. I'd love to know if you have any idea on how to get invited there.
Basically, you have to be very famous or somehow very important to Disney. It's really not something that you can book. There used to be, you used to be able to win contests. There are still a couple of those every once in a while, so keep your eyes open out there online to see if there are contests to win to stay in the Cinderella Castle suite. Otherwise, Disney has to deem you worthy, and they want you to be there so they can do some PR stunt around it.
Okay.
All right, so we'll go a different way with you. So my grandfather, he was the town barber when I was a kid growing up. I didn't particularly enjoy getting my hair cut as frequently as he did it, but I did enjoy, I should say, hanging out at the barbershop. That was always fun. But if time is tight, you know, folks are listening and they can't get their kid's haircut prior to leaving for Disney, it's not a problem. Just like most things, they've got you covered and they're going to handle it. So they can make it pretty special too at the Harmony Barbershop there, can't they, AJ?
Absolutely. This is something I think people probably think is just a facade when they walk into the Magic Kingdom in Orlando. But there is actually a barbershop. That's a real place. You can open the door, walk in, and there will be barbers there ready to cut your hair. And they have a really, really fun first haircut package for little kids. They can come in and get a Mickey ear hat that says first haircut, and a couple of certificate and a couple of little things. But they will also do a beard trim for you. They'll do a regular haircut for you, and you can book a reservation to get your haircut there.
Interesting. And then Liberty Square, in your opinion, is it at all accurate what you see there historically, or is it just completely fake?
I think a lot of it harkens back to, it's based on truth. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
There are several things in Liberty Square that you would have seen in sort of a colonial American town. Things like the shutters are hanging on leather strips instead of metal because they needed the metal to make ammunition for the Revolutionary War.
All right, so here we are. We're talking. It's March 23rd. Many people, you know, who visit Disney, they plan out their visits many months in advance. For all of the science fans in our audience, I want you to talk about something that is also a special day at Disney's Magic Kingdom. It only happens at about 12 noon each year on November 18th, and talk about what's hidden there as well.
Oh, this is amazing, this one. So Disney's Imagineers are so brilliant, and they decided to put a special Hidden Mickey, which is something you can find all over the parks and resorts. Hidden Mickeys are they're little tiny Mickey heads that you may not be able to see unless you're looking really closely. And in Magic Kingdom's new Fantasyland, there is one that appears only once a year. It's November 18th, which is Mickey Mouse's birthday, and the sun will shine through a specific rock structure in the queue line for the Little Mermaid line, and for the Little Mermaid attraction, and you will see Mickey's head appear in the sun, and Minnie as well. She's there too.
She is as well.
For about 5 minutes.
Yeah. All right, so I want to give the website Disney Food Blog is how you can stay passionate with AJ on all things Disney. Disney Food Blog is the website. AJ, as always, thank you very much. Fun, informative segment.
Thanks so much.
All right, there we are. AJ, folks, there she goes. Share your comments or any fun Disney findings you have with us at rmworldtravel.com. Just click on the Contact Us tab button right there on the homepage. That's how we're going to wrap Hour 1. Hour 2 is coming up in just a few minutes with the NCF. We're also going to travel the world from your own kitchen. We've got the museum gallery coming your way. Don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime through our website, rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.